Okay, what about something like the Miser Tightwad, that kind of thing?
No.
None of those? Okay. If I were to say about a girl, she's just as common as she could be, that word common, what does it mean to you?
She's simple.
Simple. How do you mean that?
Country.
Just country? Yeah. Is that a bad thing to say about somebody? Hello?
No.
Is it a good thing necessarily?
It's not good and it's not bad.
Just something to say.
Something to say.
Okay. But you wouldn't insult somebody by calling them common?
No.
What about if you're talking about an older person, maybe in his 90s, but he's still able to get up and around and maybe cook for himself? You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Strong.
Okay, active, lively, something like that?
Lively.
Okay. All right, if the children are out late and the mother begins to get a little anxious, you might say, or she might say, that she couldn't help feeling a little
worried.
All right, but she wouldn't feel easy about it, she'd feel
uneasy.
Okay. What about a child who doesn't want to go up the stairs in the dark? You say he's
scared.
All right. Do you have any names for a child who gets scared easily?
Timid.
Okay. You ever heard one called scaredy cat?
Yeah.
Or fraidy cat?
Scaredy cat.
Okay. What about this expression? You might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
She was afraid.
Or she used...
She used to be afraid.
What about the negative of that? You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now.
She wasn't afraid.
All right, if you had to use used to be in that expression, you might say, well...
She didn't used to be afraid.
Sure, okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money lying out in full view with his doors unlocked, you say, he sure is awfully...
Stupid.
Or he's not careful with his money.
He's crazy.
Okay, I agree. But in other words, he's not careful.
He's uncareful.
Or he's...
Careless.
Sure. What about this expression? If I have an aunt, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so. It's just every now and then she acts a little...
Loony.
What about the word queer? Could you use that there? She acts a little queer to me. She acts a little strange.
Yes. Right. Queer, loony, something.
Now that word queer, would you say it's changed meanings from that meaning to something else nowadays?
Yes.
Meaning what?
Queer. That you're funny or homosexual.
Okay. Somebody who makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it, you'd say he sure is mighty. Obstinate, stubborn, bullheaded, mule-headed.
Not necessarily. He'd be stubborn, I guess.
Okay. What about a man that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty.
Ill-tempered, grouchy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, talking about a person like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with so-and-so. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Mm-hmm. Or person like that is about to get mad and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just
calm down.
Okay. Say at the end of the day, after you've taken 5 final examinations, you say you're very
wore out.
Yeah, okay. Or if it's not quite that severe, you say, I'm a little bit
tired.
Yeah, okay. A man who you might say, you might hear that somebody is in the hospital, you might say, well, old so and so was fine yesterday. When was it?
Came ill, took sick.
Okay. Or a person who got overheated and then chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say he what? talk about no cheer for the Colin.
Cold.
So you say he did what?
Caught a cow.
Yeah. All right. And it affects his voice that he talks like this.
Sore throat.
He's a little...